So I'm delighted to have with me today, Emma Davis. Good afternoon, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. It's really, really good to have you here today. And I'm just, very, very grateful that you've come to talk to us today because it is Cervical Cancer Screening Awareness Week. That's quite a mouthful to get out. And it's really, really important that we let people know that everyone has a different journey with this. And it's lovely that we've had so many brave women who've been prepared to talk to us. So, Emma, tell us a little bit about your background.
I'm married with a little girl. I'm a teacher, so I teach little ones, but preschool nursery ones. So very fortunate to be working with them. I ran my own nursery for just over 17 years. I've got my obviously my little girl, which keeps me busy, and I now just work in a preschool locally to where I live. I'm 42 years old, and I live in Middlesex.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Now, you had your, how old's your daughter?
My daughter's 7 years old.
She's seven. Okay, so you had your daughter, and then after having your daughter, you had a routine smear test.
Yes, that's right.
Tell us
Yes.
what happened with that.
So my husband and I got married. Within 6 weeks, I very fortunately fell pregnant. Throughout my pregnancy, had a great pregnancy, and had her in April. And within about 3 to 4 weeks, I started feeling like my stomach felt very heavy. After speaking to a friend, she had said to me, "That doesn't sound right. Maybe speak to your doctor." And through my pregnancy, somebody had said about having a smear test, and I was always very prompt when I went for my smear test. When they wrote to me, I'd go. Anyway, I went for this smear test, and as a normal smear test, and left there. And within a few days, I got a phone call to say that it didn't look right, so they wanted me to go in and to be examined further. I was admitted to St. Peter's Hospital, where they did a very thorough routine examination and had to obviously remove certain parts just to kind of test those and take those away. My husband and I, had that feeling that something wasn't right, and you know in yourself. At that time, my daughter was only 3 months old, so I was. Unbeknown to me, I had postnatal depression, so I was struggling anyway with that. But carried on through, as women do, because we're tough and we keep going. But then on the 4th of September that year, 2013, I got diagnosed with cervical cancer, which was the most horrendous time I've ever experienced, and very scary. Because when they found it, unfortunately, as our daughter is an absolute blessing and means the world to us, but through the pregnancy, this occurred. And if I hadn't gone for that smear test, my consultant said that sadly, when they would have done the next smear test, I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't be here. So they removed 90% of my cervix, and because we were hoping and praying that we would be able to have another child, we asked, through Simon Butler-Manuel and Kavita, they incredible people from the Royal Surrey. They're my consultants who have I've been now with them 7 years, who are absolute support. But they said that, within 2 years, I needed to have a hysterectomy. Being a woman and being so determined that I wanted another baby, we kept trying, but my body could not, it just couldn't do it. We had a couple of scares in between, and last October was kind of where it hit home for me as a woman, where I went to see Kavita, and to their amazing care, that she said to me that, I said I'm having problems, and they thought that the cancer was back. And if I hadn't had that smear test in the first place, if I hadn't gone, and for the what really came across to friends of mine was when I went for it, and I would go for it regularly. I was never one to miss one. Mm-hmm. But for those 2 minutes of pain, that 2 minutes, instead you can have months and months and years of them having to obviously, you know, examine you. And I've had that for years now. And I was somebody who went regularly.
Yeah.
And I was running a nursery at the time, and out of 60 of my clients, 30 of them admitted that they don't go. And two people, sadly, were diagnosed, and we very sadly lost a friend of ours. But they saved my life.
Yeah.
So the message I want to get out to other women is please, please, please go. There are worse things that could happen. You know, having a baby is a lot more painful
than having a smear test. I know, it's funny how we're all frightened of a smear test, and yet, you know, we push basically a bowling ball out of our bodies we do that, and yet we're frightened of a smear test. And it is a little bit uncomfortable, and it is a little bit undignified, but everybody does it. It's done by professionals who are used to doing that. And yeah. I know for a previous interview, I had the figures in front of me of the percentage of women that don't go for their smear test. And it is incredibly high. And you're right, it's so silly not to do it. I myself have been, you know, guilty of putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And I said in an interview I did earlier today, it gets more and more uncomfortable when you're post-menopause. Which I am, and so it does get more and more uncomfortable. But again, it's really important that you do it, and it's a couple of minutes. It's, you know, exactly. it's absolutely fine. So you had to go and have a hysterectomy during the whole lockdown thing.
Yes, I did. I did. I was supposed to have it at the beginning of April, and it obviously, because of the COVID, they obviously had to cancel it. And then about 3 weeks later, I got a phone call from my consultant, and they said, we'd like you to come in, and we've got a slot for you to have it done the following week. I mean, the care, and I cannot fault what the Royal Surrey, especially because I've been under their care, have done for me. They couldn't do much more for their patients. And to go to the hospitals, you are so safe. You walk in, I asked whether I needed to wear a mask and gloves, and they said no, unless you particularly want to. But all the nurses and doctors and anybody presently working there are wearing gloves and masks. Your hands are sanitized, your temperature's taken. They're not taking any chances. Yeah. And there's no risk going in. There is no risk. And, you know, they are being very, very thorough. And I've been out of hospital now for a month, and I'm absolutely fine. I've had my hysterectomy. I was cared for so well by them. So, you know, if people are worried about going into the hospitals, don't be, because you are safe, and they are making sure they're covering all, you know, all the procedures to keep their patients safe.
Yeah. And I know when I was talking to Dr. Kavitha, she was saying that she's doing consultations by video link, which is great.
Oh, and yeah.
So if you need a blood test, which is one of the, I guess, early stages in trying to determine whether someone has a problem or not, you literally do a drive through. It's like a drive through coffee. You drive through and have your blood taken. I think that's fantastic. And I do hope that they can keep these sorts of things going, because it's going to make the NHS more viable, really. It's going to save them a lot of money.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you know, I mean, obviously I've had lots of scars, and I've got lots of scars, and they've had to do the video link. And through that, we've been able to have a chat, because they're so busy. You know, I'm fine. I've been monitored by my own doctor anyway. But through that, we were able to communicate, and, you know, she'll communicate at any time with me, 9 o'clock at night, whatever the time is.
Yeah.
But that's a really good way to feel safe, and that if you don't want to go in, you can talk to them that way. So So not to be afraid to do these things.
Yeah. No, I do hear some amazing stories about Dr. Kavitha. She's she's and the care at the Royal Surrey. I mean, it's quite amazing, really, the stories that I hear. So a big shout out to all of them at the Royal Surrey for the care and the attention that they give to all of their patients. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Emma, thank you so much for talking to us today. That was really, really brilliant of you. And I'm sure that's going to help so many women to sit up and listen. And I'll start nagging some of my friends as well to make sure that they go and have their test.
Absolutely. Well, I hope everybody does get out there and do it. So
thank you. No, that's brilliant. That was Emma Davis talking to us today about her journey as part of the series during Cervical Screening Awareness Week.
Brooklands Radio believes your health matters.